Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything that you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the point of the show. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And it's Matt.
Lots of crazy news on the way. I know, Bonnie, you want to talk about AI, artificial intelligence. So we can do that, but there's some pretty just nutty news, of course, coming out of next door Massachusetts, which is kind of what we expect from that place. And it's a story that we kind of knew was coming at some point. Really, the question was who was going to go first with vaccine passports, statewide vaccine passports.
New York doesn't have that yet?
No, surprisingly, New York, only the city has implemented vaccine passports.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. My friend in Long Island doesn't have to show his passport to go places, but if he went to New York City just, you know, 20 minutes to his west, then he would have to.
Correct. What happens if you're visiting New York City? Do you have to have a vaccine passport then?
I presume you do, yeah. You would not be able to go out to eat. You would not be able to go out to the theater. You wouldn't be able to go and, you know, probably to a museum or all the things.
Is there a government agency that's flooded with people going, like, at the new Ellis Island of vaccine passports where people going into New York City have to stop and get their yellow star on their sleeve so that they can then pass?
That's an excellent question.
Like, how are they handling that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I bet it's bull. I bet it's something that no one should follow and everyone should just go about their daily lives a normal way.
I mean, I hope you're right about that, Matt. I hope there's a lot of people in private business who are refusing to enforce this thing. Cause
if there were, you wouldn't be it wouldn't be reported on. You wouldn't hear about it, but I bet you they're out there.
They must be. The question is, how widespread is it? Yeah. And we know they're doing undercover operations, right? We know they're sending the police into businesses to try to bust them for
dirt bags. Can we stop using the words police and just call them dirt bags?
Right,
can dirt bags be the new lingo for what we formerly you just called cops?
I always liked pigs. It describes them really perfectly. You know,
they're kind of filthy animals.
Dumb animals.
You know, but
that just eat whatever.
Pigs aren't dumb. I mean, like, I think it's kind of insulting to
dumber than a human.
Yeah, but they only like you if you can give them something, and that kind of is how cops are.
All right.
Filthy.
Well, I've never lived with a pig, so I can't say, you know, for sure on that. But Mark Edge used to raise them and slaughter them. He named them after presidents. He'd say things like that he just killed Bill Clinton today.
That's outstanding.
Yes. So, and we just reported recently on New York City expanding their vaccine mandates. Now, every private business is going to have all of their employees vaccinated in the city of New York as of December 27th, if I recall correctly. So
there's no way I would comply with that.
Oh, and children now also 5 to 11 also will be required to show a vaccine passport if they would like to accompany their parents out to eat dinner or out to the theater, etc. So that's where they're going. That's what's happening in New York City. But now Massachusetts, according to U.S. News and World Report, is considering a digital vaccine passport program for residents, according to the governor there, saying that it would put the state at the forefront of the national debate on whether proof of vaccination should be required to take part in many basic social activities. And as you know, it's not just New York City. San Francisco is doing this. Los Angeles is doing this. I believe King County in Washington State is also doing it. But the county level is the largest I've heard of so far with vaccine passports. Charlie Baker is the governor goon over there in Massachusetts, and he said, quote, "It's a universal standard, and we've been working with a bunch of other states. There's probably 15 or 20 of them to try to create a single QR code that can be used for all sorts of things where people may choose to require a vaccine," he told WGBH News Boston Public Radio on Monday this week. He is a Republican, supposedly, and said Massachusetts and other states have been working on a program where a QR code would be scanned to verify a person's vaccination status. Baker displayed his personal QR code to the show's hosts, verifying his status, and said the program would be available soon. He did not say, however, which other states were cooperating on the project.
This is a Republican saying this?
That's what he says.
Wait, the governor of Massachusetts is a Republican?
A Republican, yeah. Well, I mean, being a Republican in Massachusetts is very different than being a Republican in New Hampshire, where you're much more likely to actually give a damn about liberty here because, well, you're probably, you know, just a chance you're a free stater if you're a Republican.
And if not, you're going to get crucified in from 10 directions by free staters and those agreeing with them if you don't.
So I think it's interesting that he's saying he's got 15 to 20 states that are talking about this and trying to figure out whatever the standard is going to be. But he's not saying who they are, probably because they don't want to stir up any opposition.
Or they don't exist.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Pretend they're bigger than they are.
Yeah, he's a politician. He could just mean that his people emailed a state and they said, okay, we'll be back. We'll get the governor to get back to you. That's, you know, that's talking about it.
Yeah, but I mean, there's definitely at least 15 or 20 states that would probably be interested in something like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, although there are, as the story points out.
State governments, you mean?
Correct.
The people, probably not.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. The term state, when I'm using it, I'm talking about the government gang. I mean, that's ultimately, I don't use the term state generally to describe a plot of land or people or, innocent, peaceful people, because states are violent, monopolistic organizations who want to use, you know, the threat of force against you to get you to behave and do what they want. And so they do point out here that at least a dozen of these states have banned vaccine passports altogether. So obviously they won't be going along with this particular plan. But places like, you know, New York, Massachusetts, as they say, and Vermont certainly could, Illinois, California, Washington. I mean, these could all very well be candidate states for something like this. So that's what they're working on right now. The article just kind of goes on to general statements about Americans and support for vaccine passports. A September Gallup poll found that majorities of Americans favor proof of vaccination requirements for air travel, to attend large events, to go to an office or work site, to dine in at a restaurant, or stay at a hotel. Now, of course, you can't trust the numbers, right? Because obviously Gallup and any of these other organizations have an interest in supporting the status quo and supporting, you know, bigger government. But
99% of people in Iraq voted for Saddam Hussein.
That's right. The other 1% of it got put to death.
Yes.
So, you know, that's what they're talking about doing. They don't have, the plans aren't immediate. We don't know when they're going to go into effect, but it seems inevitable that probably, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I don't generally like to make predictions, but after the last 2 years, this isn't hard to predict what they're going to do in these cases. It's going to be wintertime soon. And they're already ratcheting up this Omicron variant, fear-mongering, even though, you know, cases aren't deaths. They keep talking about all the cases.
It's not even dangerous is what they're really saying. And then on the other side of their mouth, they say, but we have to mask or death, death, death.
Yeah. So you're going to see some state, maybe it's going to be Massachusetts go first, maybe it'll be New York State, but one of them this winter is going to implement a vaccine passport. And it will be statewide. And it'll be just like New York City or just like Los Angeles or San Francisco, where you've had restaurants like In-N-Out Burger actually close their facilities because they're not willing to enforce it. And they've said, you know what, we're not going to do this to our employees. We're not going to do this to our customers.
They're not willing to make their $15 an hour fry cooks have to enforce it.
That's right. But they've actually closed entirely because the city cracked down on them in San Francisco. Other restaurants, other fast food places just closed the insides entirely because, like Bonnie said, they don't want to have their employees acting like cops. In fact, Bonnie, you were at a city council meeting last night, and you spoke to the city of Keene, where here we're not dealing with vaccine passports, thankfully, in the U.S. or in New Hampshire. The state government has prohibited government agencies from implementing vaccine mandates, so that's good. But they are still talking about a mask mandate here in Keene.
In my speech last night, I compared forcing workers, unwilling and unpaid workers, to do your bidding to slavery, because what else is it? The government is forcing people who don't want to and won't be paid to do a job for them.
Right, and potentially face a fight, right? Because sometimes people who don't want to wear masks get a little angry. And sometimes there's been some conflicts. So it's not, you know, not a risk that they're willing to take, and they shouldn't be. And you said that the Mighty Moose Mart, where you work, is not going to enforce this if it is passed.
Nope.
So that's what it's going to take. It's going to take businesses standing up and
not
saying,
compliant.
Yeah, we're not going to go along with this. You don't get to tell us what to do. More.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
and Matt.
So we can talk more about the vaccine passport that may be coming to statewide release. Massachusetts talking about it with what they claim is as many as a dozen or more other states. And at the same time, the state's governor says they have, quote, no plans for a vaccine verification system. Oh, I'm sorry, he said that in April. Never mind. So now they've got plans. That's how they always do it, right? Oh yeah, we don't have any plans to do that. Well, guess what? Plans can change.
Yeah, Sununu keeps saying he has no plan to issue another lockdown
or mask mandate,
but that doesn't mean that he won't.
Yeah, you can't trust these people at all, and people you'd think have learned that lesson by now, but anyway.
Technically not even winter yet.
Yep, that's right. So we're going to get back into that. Plus, Bonnie, you wanted to talk about AI, artificial intelligence, here tonight, so we can talk about that as well. But actually, we've got a caller on the line here who Aria told me we were going to be hearing from the folks over at GiveDirectly. We've been talking about GiveDirectly over the last several days here on Free Talk Live because we're raising some funds for GiveDirectly. We're actually matching up to $30,000. So Free Talk Live will match your donations to GiveDirectly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give directly to people living in extreme poverty. And, you know, when I first heard about this, my first concern was, well, wait a minute, how can you just give money to people? I mean, aren't they going to blow it on crack cocaine or something like that? Or, you know, whatever their drug of choice is, because that's what they would do here in the United States. But when you're in real poverty, things are way different for you. And Jason Waters, the CFO of GiveDirectly, is on with us here. We're not talking about people in, you know, America, so-called poverty here. We're talking about people who, you know, don't have running water, right? I mean, tell me about who this money's going to help and how it is that direct cash contributions to these folks makes a huge difference in their lives.
Oh, absolutely. And you've got it right. We operate in 10 countries in East and West Africa. We target our interventions towards people living on less than $1.90 a day, which is what the UN describes as extreme poverty. And yeah, the choices at that level are not crack cocaine or cigarettes or booze, but, food, water. You're talking about a 5-mile walk to fresh water in a lot of cases.
Wow.
Getting enough calorie for your family and kids. Making the decision between keeping the rain out of your house or sending your kids to school, literal daily survival, decisions. And so, yeah, what we did, you know, it's a bunch of economists, and ex-consultants. I did consulting for 10 years, obsessed with efficiency, and disintermediation. We don't like middlemen. We don't like people taking percentages between donors and recipients. We go out to the villages, register people, in many cases, give them mobile phones, so they've got a phone for the first time. And we get about, in East Africa, about 92 cents on the dollar, West Africa, about 80 cents on the dollar, from the donor to the recipient. There's a lot of education, a lot of community sensitization. In most cases, this represents about, our transfer is about a year and a half worth of financial buffer for these people to make their lives a little bit better.
Let's slow down for just one moment here. You said that when you donate, when people give to GiveDirectly, and then you guys give to the people in need in these countries in Africa, one donation from you guys is over a year, like a year and a half's worth of living costs for them?
Yeah, we target somewhere around $1,000. And at $2 a day.
Wow.
That works out to about a year and a half worth of life. Yeah.
That's amazing. $1,000, so that's the amount of money that one person in this country might spend on rent.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's
in a month.
In a month.
Cheap city.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so a little bit of money can go a long way in that part of the world and seriously change people's lives.
And how long have you been involved in this organization?
Since May.
Okay.
So I'm brand spanking new. This is my first nonprofit job. Most of my life has been in tech-based startups. I was excited to listen into the AI conversation that's coming. I sold a company in November, was looking for something new, and a bunch of friends from Bridgewater McKinsey kind of pointed me in this direction. I had no interest in nonprofits because usually they're bloated and inefficient and kind of get 20 cents on the dollar into the hands of recipients.
I was told Give Directly is something different. I took a look. Turns out it's true, and I'm having a blast.
Wow. Now, have you actually been over to Kenya and wherever else in Africa that this money is being handed out?
Yep. Took a trip a couple months ago and did Kenya, Rwanda, and Democratic Republic of Congo.
Hmm. And what did you see?
Went out in the field with our field dreams. So all beautiful countries. So flying into the cities, everybody's trying to develop. Everybody's trying to grow. And in Rwanda, in Kenya in particular, Nairobi and Kigali, the capital, are trying to become international cities and doing a pretty damn good job of it.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, participation in that economic growth doesn't get out into the countryside in a lot of cases. And doing the field visits, you know, Kilifi, where we've been for a long time on the coast of Kenya, you know, small communes, you know, family, about 20, 30 people, brothers, cousins, et cetera, living in mud huts, living on grain. Closest fresh water source I saw driving in was about 6 miles from the village that I visited.
Wow.
And with, you know, there haven't been rains in a few years, and so people have moved from farming to making charcoal, and there weren't a whole lot of trees left. So things are pretty rough. And,
wow.
Yeah, like talking to people, so A, they don't believe us. Like, no, like this level of generosity doesn't really exist in that part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes a couple hours to convince people we're not trying to scam them. But then kind of when they get the first transfer, we usually give them about $100 to get them started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go back, make sure nobody robbed them. They didn't do anything ridiculously silly with the money. Understand the whole process. The mobile money guy didn't take their money. And if that works out, we give them $900 and yeah, it changes lives. We
so,
just had, we celebrated our 1 millionth recipient, 1 millionth recipient this week.
Wow.
We actually hit the number about a month ago.
And yeah, how many years has Give Directly been around to hit that million mark?
Since, I think first transfer was about 2006, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's a million people that you guys have helped out there. That's absolutely amazing.
That's amazing.
Yep.
I'm glad to hear that there's some follow-up that you guys check back in with these
yep.
folks. Let's talk about the money situation there. You mentioned mobile money. Do you have time to
yep.
stick with us and talk about this a little bit more?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was wondering, if you give somebody like $900, like, what does that look like and how can they use it in a place where, you know, there's just mud huts and no, like, stores and stuff like that? What does spending that look like?
Yeah, I mean, so in a lot of cases, what people are buying is, you know, a tin roof for that mud hut, mm-hmm. another cow. School fees for their kids. Those are kind of our top three things. Home improvements, livestock, and school fees. Are
Jason, hang on. We're going to bring you back here. I want to hear more about this. Jason Waters, the CFO of Give Directly. And you can give directly. You can help us with this. Again, we're matching contributions up to $30,000. You can go to give.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the page where it makes it easy to give to these folks and help out some folks there in Kilifi and Bomet counties in Kenya. More coming up on.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is expanding the eligibility for Pfizer coronavirus booster shots to 16 and 17-year-olds. The agency changing the emergency use authorization and now says those teenagers can receive a booster shot at least 6 months after getting their second dose.
Not just a vaccine requirement, but also a testing option, testing once a week, which we feel, and I think the American people feel, is quite reasonable in order to keep workplaces safe, keep schools safe, safe, keep stores safe where people are out there Christmas shopping and holiday shopping.
She was asked about bipartisan efforts to repeal President Biden's vaccine mandate on large businesses. A federal appeals court rejected former President Donald Trump's request to deny a special House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol access to records from his presidency. USA Radio News. As crime continues to rise in cities across the country, Austin, Texas recorded its 88th homicide of the year last week, the most in the city since 59 were reported back in 1984. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden claims Austin government officials are the reason police officers are leaving the city.
Unfortunately, the people of Austin that run that city have worked very hard to talk down to the police and push them out of the city.
City residents voted against a referendum last month that would require the city to have two police officers for every 1,000 people. A pair of $100 million lawsuits have been filed by survivors of the Oxford High School shooting against the school district. The suit alleging the district and other officials failed to stop the attack that left four students dead and seven others injured. The superintendent of the school saying they will fully cooperate with the investigation. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here, the number 603-283-6160, especially if you've got a question for Jason Waters. He's the CFO over at Give Directly, which is an organization we've been promoting here as a way to actually help people in dire need of assistance. People who, as he was describing, have to walk 5 miles just to get water to drink. That's the kind of poverty we're talking about here, living in a mud shack, that level stuff. And, $2 a day can make a huge difference for these folks. And we're getting into it here, but if you want to go to give.freetalklive.com, you can do that. You can contribute there and help some people in some of the poorest areas of Kenya. And we are matching contributions up to $30,000 at give.freetalklive.com. Jason, thanks for sticking with us here on Free Talk Live. You're on with Ian, Bonnie, and Matt here tonight. And Bonnie, you'd asked a question that was sort of related to the one I was asking about, and that's how are payments working over there? The story mentions that we've been talking about is mobile money. And I know I heard years ago that people in Africa were really into trading mobile phone minutes as currency. Is that what we're talking about?
About here? So it's got like one generation beyond that. Banks don't really function at that level of an economy. Mm-hmm. Most of what happens is there's, Safaricom is the biggest vendor, Vodacom, the next biggest, MTN. And you basically send credits to a SIM card, and that SIM card, they take it to an agent. Agent can hand them cash. Hmm. They can spend the cash how they want to.
Wow. And so is that how Give Directly is dispersing the funds? You guys are basically sending minutes to a phone card?
More or less, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's basically how it works is we go do a registration census process. We have to run terrorist screening and watch list screening and all that other fun stuff. Mm. And if we could verify the identity and they qualify for the program, Most cases, they don't have a cell phone, and so we give them a cell phone, teach them how to use it, send credits to a mobile money account, and then make sure they can go to a reputable agent, get the cash, buy what they want.
How well are you're talking about the middle of these terribly poor areas? I mean, how well documented are these people? How easy is this? This isn't like they've got a driver's license, you know, you can scan, or can they just pull up a birth certificate out of a filing cabinet? I mean, how hard is this to verify these people?
So you got two categories of folks. So the citizens of the country, Kenya, Rwanda, if they have a national ID card, basically a voter registration card that works well enough for identity verification, has a thumbprint, has a picture. Second category, refugees, right? So a lot of what we do is, people who've been, kicked out of their country due to famine, flood, war, whatever, end up in another country, and they frequently have left everything they own behind, don't have an ID, don't have a thumb. Yeah, the UN does a lot with refugee registration, and we can rely on that in some cases. That is not sufficient in a lot of cases to work with mobile money. And so we work with local governments to get people IDs, work with the UN where we can to have that act as a proxy. And we've gone as far as to, show up with cash cards in places where that works. Bahamas, after a hurricane, we did that. If we can make it work, we do. If we can't, we look for technology to help us do so.
So you mentioned that depending on the area of Africa, you guys have no more than 10 to 20% overhead as far as dollars donated.
Oh, I mean, it's as low as 4 cents overhead, and that's from door to door. That covers the New York team for fundraising, me, the other leadership team, our people team, that costs us about 3 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
In the more mature, stable countries that we're in, Kenya, Rwanda, Uganda, it only takes another couple cents for us to go out to the village and find the people and give them money. In the hairier places where we haven't been as long, Liberia, DRC, where there are some pretty significant security concerns and more complicated local context, can cost us up to a dime to get the money to people.
So in most cases, less than 10 cents on the dollar to...
I think globally overall, all in, we're getting 89 cents on the dollar to a recipient this year.
Wow.
And we got 93 cents on the dollar last year, but that was mainly due to U.S. COVID stuff.
Yeah, 90% is generally considered the gold standard for charities, right? Like if you can target
that... It's not bad.
Outstanding. So are there any other stories that, you've been with the organization for, since May of this year. You're still relatively new. It's been around for, the last couple decades, basically. Can you tell a personal story about something that impacted you or that's something that you saw?
Yeah, again, this week we've been doing the million recipient thing. Part of that was going out, checking in with people a couple years later, seeing what the lives turned out. There was this guy, Teacher Nicodemus, one of the first programs we ran. He got about $1,000 and did some really kind of smart things with his money. He bought a solar panel to help the rest of the village charge the cell phones that they just got and charged him, a few bucks to do that every month. And he talked about, the economics of it for about 5 minutes. But what he spent the rest of his time on was, he improved his house. He replaced the mud with brick, replaced the straw with steel on the roof, got some electricity through the solar panel, found a wife, had a kid, got the kid baptized. His story was, getting out of survival mode, let him find love, let him build a family, let him have a life worth living. And the grin on the, and that was just out of reach for him. And we made that happen, or our donors made that happen, and we just facilitated it. And that's, it's easy to get lost in spreadsheets. It's easy to get lost in economics and local money multipliers and efficiency and all that, but it's really about giving people a chance to live life worth living. And that had a big impact on me. So.
Wow.
That's a great story.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And let's see, do you guys have any questions for him?
No, I just I was kind of hit by when he said, buying a cow. I've seen documentaries about, the poverty in Africa, and there's people eating, what do they call it? They're living on what they call lettuce, but it's basically just grass, around, and
really?
they boil the heck out of it, and they choke it down, and that's literally all they have. And if you have a cow, you are rich. You're like the ranch guy.
Cows cut your food bill in half for a family of four. Two cows gives you surplus to pay for your kids' school fees. It's huge.
Wow.
That's a big deal. That's a big advantage.
I'm glad that you're enjoying this work. It sounds really rewarding, and it makes an impact to help people like this. So kudos.
Thank you so much. And a big shout out. I know you guys are big supporters of the crypto community. They gave us about $70 million this year. $70 million to date, about $47 million this year.
Oh, that's a great question to ask. It sort of escaped me. You guys take crypto donations?
We are one of the few that will take pretty much everything that can happen. We've got our own hard wallet. We've got third-party wallets. We do a lot in Ether. We take royalties from NFT auctions, from our blocks and folks like that. Actively looking for a blockchain solution to make my accounting public source, open source, so people can track their own dollars from the front door to the back door. So if anybody's working on anything like that, I'd love to talk to them.
That's great.
Is that something that's in the standard checkout when you're giving, or do you have to contact you to do a crypto?
So if it's the standard stuff, if you're giving Ether or Bitcoin or something like that, there are buttons on the kind of donate here page on givedirectly.org. We're happy to take it that way. If you've got something exotic that we don't have a button for, give me a call. I've taken everything from wrapped Ether to NFTs to whatever.
Cool. So they can just hit the contact us button on
info@givedirectly.org, and they'll get you in touch with me, and we'll trade keys.
Perfect. All right, love it, man. That's great to know. I'm going to add that bullet point here to our ad copy, because they didn't tell me.
Yeah, that should be in there for sure.
And it didn't pop out at me when I went to the site. So good to know. Jason Waters, the CFO over at Give Directly. So you want to use a credit card, debit card, or cryptocurrency, head over to give.freetalklive.com and help some really impoverished people there in Kenya. And Jason, thanks, man. Anything else you want to share real fast?
No, thank you guys for your support. It's good stuff. To check out the GD Live, gives you all the stories unfiltered of what people do with money and how it changed their lives.
What was that, GD Live?
So it's basically a blog post whenever our IA team goes out in the field, unfiltered translations of what people said about us and what they did with the money.
Is that over at givedirectly.org?
Yep, it's on givedirectly.org. Should be at the top.
Perfect.
GD Live.
Thanks, Jason. Yep. Hey, man, I appreciate you being on. We got more coming up here on Free Talk Live in Mo.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
If you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Coming up, we've got artificial intelligence as a topic. What is that all about? What are, you know, some of the latest trends in that area? Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Ian, Bonnie, and Matt in the studio here tonight. And just a moment ago, the gentleman we had on the line from GiveDirectly did mention that you can contribute via cryptocurrency. But maybe you're too new. You don't have any crypto to give out because you haven't taken the time to learn about it yet. And it's not hard to learn about these things. You just have to take a little bit of time. There's a, you know, slight learning curve, but it's easier now than it's ever been to get involved in the world of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can find introductory videos there. Just if you got limited on time, just watch the first one. It'll take you all 3 minutes of your life, and you'll get some of the basic concepts down about cryptocurrency and some of the new ideas that you do have to kind of process through in order to get this stuff down. But it's so important. In fact, might be a good time to take a look. Bitcoin just dipped down again below $50,000 today. It's right around $48,000 per Bitcoin right now, and that's down from around $68,000 like a month ago.
So what you're saying is Bitcoin is over?
No, I'm saying it's a Christmas sale, holiday sale right now. Now, of course, we don't know. It might go down further, or it might shoot up in the next 10 minutes.
The sky is falling.
Well, it's also, the sky is also the limit.
That's right.
You never know what's going to happen.
The limit is falling.
It's very important to learn about this. Get over to Bitcoin.com. And if you are not new to Bitcoin, you can go and you can watch, check out their news site. They've got the latest news headlines there every single day over at news.bitcoin.com. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, then we'll get into artificial intelligence coming up here in a moment. But Dominic is on the line, and I forgot to ask where you were calling from. So what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm calling from Ohio.
Welcome, sir.
So this past weekend, I can't remember what day of the week it was, I heard you guys on Free Talk Live talking about Ukraine, and Ukraine's been in the news quite a bit this week, or lately, and I wanted to share sort of a struggle, if you will, that I've been having, that I've been thinking about, that I think would be good to share with people.
Sure.
But sometimes it's so difficult to, you know, not to fall into that us versus them mindset. I heard someone say that, oh, I don't think any of our listeners would go to Ukraine. I've actually been there twice. And I have some distant family connections there, and I've got some friends there. So on one hand, I can empathize with them and I guess the struggle that they're facing. But then
for listeners that don't know, supposedly the Russian government is amassing large numbers of troops just over the border from Ukraine. That's at least been in the news over the last week.
Yeah, and today, it was either today or yesterday, one of the U.S. senators for the state of Mississippi said that Biden should drop a nuclear weapons on Russia.
Oh, my God.
Who said that?
I can't remember. It might be Wickham or something. He's a U.S. senator for
some psychopath.
On Ukraine, not on Russia? I mean, I wouldn't support either one, but what is the point of doing it onto Ukraine if they're supposed to be, like, the good guys in the situation?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't make much of a difference.
It's going to be fallout all around.
It's just still, why would you say, oh, just bomb the one that's about to be invaded? I just don't get it. Are you sure he didn't say Russia?
It doesn't. I mean, what does it matter?
It does matter.
This person wants to start a world war.
Which one are you targeting matters. I mean, still, it would start a world war.
The point I wanted to make is that, so Biden sat down with Putin yesterday and said that the U.S. won't send soldiers to Ukraine to defend them. But if Russia were to invade Ukraine, they would have sanctions, and it would basically cripple the Russian economy. And to get to my point here, that might sound like, yeah, you know, the Ukrainians deserve that justice to, you know, retaliate against the Russians. But then I was thinking, everyday Russian people who have nothing to do with their government and don't like their government still have to be punished for something they have no control over.
Yeah, that's the most important point to remember. Whenever you hear politicians talking about sanctions, they're talking about making it difficult for the people to live, because the bureaucrats in Russia are still going to be fat and happy.
Yeah, they're going to be fine.
They're still going to be taken care of. And the people, like, look at Venezuela, for instance. Look in Cuba. It's the people that suffer from the U.S. sanctions. They're not allowed to do business with people in the United States. They're not allowed to make meaningful, business relationships and arrangements and, you know, make their lives better through that, through trade. And they're prohibited from all of the benefits of being able to trade with people who are willing to trade with them. It's absolutely tragic. And in a country, you know, that's very small, like, you know, Venezuela or Cuba, it's even more impactful. I mean, Russia, I think, probably wouldn't really be that big of a hit. They're a humongous country, and they trade with plenty of places around the planet. So I don't think Russia's going to be starving or anything like that over this. It's just it's tragic because sanctions hurt the people, and they're not the ones who are at fault.
And just for sake of being clear, I looked it up, and it says Senator Wicker of Mississippi suggests U.S. could nuke Russia over Ukraine invasion and claims everything is on the table. That's just so stupid. And yeah, nuts. Like, I don't know. Let's just destabilize the entire area that Ukraine is also in just because, you know, they might invade another country. It's crazy. Started a world war. It's terrifying that that person is supposedly in charge of an entity that's supposedly a part of New Hampshire, too. It would be much better if we could just break away from that person altogether.
Dominic, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, well, I was curious to hear your thoughts going back to, like, 2014 when Russia invaded Crimea. What are your thoughts on that? I feel like that's a difficult topic, and the U.S. media, it's either biased U.S. media or biased Russian media, so I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
I don't know much about it. Can you give me a rundown? I mean, I don't even know where Crimea is.
So Crimea is the peninsula south of Ukraine, and it's been a part of Ukraine, I guess, since, like, part of the time in the Soviet Union. But in 2014, Russian forces invaded Crimea. They held a referendum, and the referendum said that, like, 97% of the country wants to be Russian.
Hmm.
So I don't know. On one hand, it's like, oh, well, the people want, you know, that's what people decided they want to do. But it was that, was it at gunpoint? Did they actually want to be? I don't know. It's really difficult for me to think about.
So Crimea is no longer considered part of Ukraine?
no one recognized it, or everyone recognized it as being Ukrainian, but it's de facto Russian right now.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I'm just looking at the Google map, and there is definitely like one of those dotted lines separating it from Ukraine as far as this looks like it is the national boundary line here.
It's just scary to think of all the people that would be affected if Russia does go into Ukraine. Like my little brother that got adopted in May came from the border of Ukraine and Russia. He's just in a, you know, an orphanage, helpless. And
well,
I'm sure
lucky
there's still
for him, he got out. But what about the
all his little friends still there?
It's sad, Dominic. It's like, you know, Russia, you're not big enough. You need to be messing with Ukraine, which is what, 1/150th the size of Russia? I mean, Russia's a humongous country. It's ridiculous.
It is.
Thanks for sharing the call. Appreciate your thoughts here tonight, Dominic. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I mean, I was reading about, there was a book that I was reading when I was in jail this most recent time. It was one of the ones that was in the book library at the jail. It was all about Poland and how it's been fought over for forever, basically. And it did go into some of the ongoing conflicts between Ukraine and others east of
Poland's in a bad
area.
Spot. Yeah. A lot of this depends on, like, where wars are fought off, and you'll find, regardless of what the politicians are barking back and forth at each other, it usually has to do with geography. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at the Balkan states, they've basically been at war for 2,000 straight years, and that's not an accident. It has everything to do with where they're located.
Bulgaria has the worst pop music. It's so awful.
Well, we got more coming up here. Something else that may or may not be awful is artificial intelligence. And Bonnie, you had a story about this. Some people are complaining that it is making inequality between humans worse somehow. And you're going to tell us about that coming up here in moments. Plus, some of the topics, statistics about AI. Where are we at with this stuff right now? Like, how close are we to robot servants and whatever other things? AI is going to take over jobs, right? Like, take over burger flipping, that kind of thing. So if you want to comment on artificial intelligence and what's coming next, you can join us here at 603-283-6160 or bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion-dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.